This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
I'm here with Stevie Blomqvist in our NPR Berlin studios in Kreuzberg. Yeah, Stevie, you are a loyal listener to NPR Berlin.
Indeed.
You're an American who's been living here for a very long time.
Right.
And we want to talk about Thanksgiving. Do you remember your very first Thanksgiving here?
The very first, not really, because I don't think I even celebrated it. But I remember my worst Thanksgiving, which was a few years later. I'm a member of different American, German-American clubs, and one was celebrating in the old French officers' club up in Reinickendorf. We thought it was going to be very fancy. And we dressed up very nicely, and they served the food on enormous platters that we had to hand to each other. Each of the platters weighed about 10 kilos.
Okay.
That we had to pass around the table. And the turkey had not been sliced. It looked like it had been hacked with a hacksaw. And the side dishes were none of the side dishes that we normally have in the United States.
What is a really American Thanksgiving?
Okay, you should have stuffing. And Germans don't know how to make stuffing in general.
What's the problem?
They can't read recipes, I guess, because there are lots of recipes for it. Yeah, people maybe don't know how to make cranberry sauce or other things. Or creamed onions was something my grandmother always made. Maybe one memory, one of the first times that I had a big Thanksgiving, you know, for 12 to 16 people, I had bought an American turkey.
In Berlin.
In Berlin. Butterball.
Yeah. Where did you get that?
I had had a special place I could shop. And when I brought out the turkey, people asked, was that crossed with an elephant? Because it was so big.
Thanks, Stevie, for being here. And happy Thanksgiving. That's what you say.
Thank you. Same to you. And I hope you get to celebrate a real Thanksgiving this year. And the same to the audience.